All right, now, good morning to you guys. I'm Vidrick Jordan. Hope you guys are great. Oh, such a to be with you guys right now. There you have it with the Nick Gug coming. All right, now, you got some dumb horse sitting in chat spamming these folks, right? All right, now, they driving their asses at me. This damn sister, they drove at, I mean, nigga, and I'm a black person, stop it, right? But they made sure to throw a can to the dove at this monkey-ass whore, too, right? Her stupid self. This is how they feel about this ugly bitch, right? Oh, they say all sorts of shit to me, monkeys and Dan Furman. All right, now, you guys know who Furman is. All right, now, he said nigger so much to it ain't funny. Nigger this and nigger that. You know, that's what I mean. Watch the shit. All right, now, as far as the OJ trial, it's a movie on it. Does that make sense? Oh, my God. They found the tape of him that he used the N-word so many times to the fact that it was ridiculous. Why I say he hated. I saw something on the news the other day saying he hated black people so much he went into a supervisor saying, can he retire and take a pension because he cannot stand the sight of black people? Does that make sense? You had something like that on the LAPD, right? So it's somebody popping up last week saying Mark Furman. Okay, that was directly at me. I'm not stupid, right? All right, now you got some dumb slut taking dives and being an ugly bitch. Does that make sense, right? Like, she comes straight out of Congo. I can't be me for real, and I ain't got no Asian in my blood. These folks don't ran my blood about my dad and my grandma, too. It ain't funny, right? I am Asian, right? I am Hawaiian, right? I'm not lying about being from Hawaii, right? Well, my heritage is from Hawaii, right? I'm from the main coast of the United States, but ooh, no, I don't like the United States, all right? God is racist, all right, now. All right, now, but I would concede the fact that these assholes, they did jump at me as far as the nigger comments is concerned, but not just me. They make sure to throw a can to jump at this ugly bitch, too. You got some dumb whore that's stalking me sitting in the chat. You guys can check out the slut streaming. She telling these folks to make up these fake tickets and say this and say that and jump that faggot and all these lies at me. Does that make sense? Right now, that's the Lord. And trying to say she want to guilt on William and everything else. The shit gets old. Does that make sense? So, all right, now, that's the Lord. All right, now, they threw a K-John in there before this. That makes sense. Now, they're doing a K-nigger in there. All right, now, you know, John would be my granddaddy, so that would be insulting to me, and I'm black, too. Does that make sense? Not just this dumb bitch. Does that make sense? Right now, I mean, that's the Lord. Right now, man, Biden called me monkeys and trash and niggers and everything else. Does that make sense? He called black children roaches. It's not. Okay. I'm happy to talk about all this because the sky's falling. The sky's falling. America, very racist, right? I have no desire to live in the United States of America. All right, no, that's why I'm not going to anybody's beach, anybody's car. It's a stupid slut. Does that make sense? There is no need for that. I do still work here right now. I am employed, right? That's the Lord. I kept both my jobs. I told you guys about that. Just as precaution, I kept both my jobs. This was a seasonal program. It was supposed to be an end. I'm not going to flex and lie. It was supposed to be an ending on May the 15th, right? I mean, to me, May the 15th is like a whole other two checks I could have earned. So I don't like that too much. I don't appreciate that BS. Does that make sense right now? Of some bigot getting on the phone thinking they funny and right now trying to double jump. And right now, that was definitely a double jump. And right now, me, you better believe it, as well as this dumb bitch sitting her ugly ass in chat spamming people, right? Canigger, right? Stop it. Or canigger, right? With a K, right? Stop it, right? Why would you get on the phone, me as a black person, and say something like that, you know, with a ticket that I'm pulling up and I'm looking at, right? So that was aimed at me too, right? On this fake-ass switchboard, right? And this dumb bitch sitting in the chat spamming these folks. They're saying exactly how they feel about ugly ass, right? This whore is delusional. Canigga with a K, right? Look at that. When it's let me spamming people, right? Stop. I hope that you guys will agree to right now. That's Florida right now. So I'm happy to go to the bank in France. I don't want to stay in the United States, man. Oh, my God, no. All right, now, 6 months. So right now in Mexico, all right now. Depending on what type of room you get, start said 6 months is $522. That's what it started, right? All right, now that's the Lord. You can get something very swanky. Does that make sense? It's right on the Mexican border. It's like a football field away. That is pretty good. You got Canada as well. All right, now that's not so bad either. Does that make sense? And the weather is stellar. To my understanding, it's about 45 degrees year-round. That sounds real good. All right, now, so but I hope that you guys will agree. I'm very proud of it. I mean, I'm not going to apologize for success. I don't care who shake their head and think I'm crazy and all this other stuff. No, right? All right, even when I called out this pedophilic racist, this pedophilic incestuous racist, this little punk turned around, trying to look the other way while he's trying to steal a formula from up under me. I'm not teaching you how to do any formula. I'm not selling to you. I'm not giving to you. No, this guy's not following. Clearly, America is pretty fucking racist that people would make up tickets that have an insinuation of nigger on them. That is bad no matter what direction it's going in, right? All right, I'm going to call so many monkeys and everything else. That's the worst of all. I can't even flex. That's the first time that's ever happened since I've been on the phone in 2022, right? I've been told, they don't tell me they want to hang me and stuff before, which is bad enough, and that's violence, right? And it's racism. But see, this is a whole other level of evil, right? So I'm happy to talk about that so these assholes can't pop their asses up in bed. No, this guy's not falling. No, I'm not overreacting. You're not going to talk to me like that. You're not going to put up tickets like that. And some dumb bitch sitting in the chat, all right? Now, you feel like that? Tell her ugly ass that directly and tell her to stop spamming you, right? That is what that means, right? I'm happy to post it. I hope that you guys will agree to right now. That's what I was on the line. All right, now on Sunday, the staff is looking for some work. Nobody was not even on the chat. All of them just went ghost, got off the chat, just being shitty. And then you're going to notice like that at nighttime, stop it, right? All right, no, so that's happened to get front, and I still got my other job. For this reason, I have to deal with these clown-ass races on this fake switchboard. Praise the Lord, right? That's the Lord. But I hope you know that's the Lord, that you look for more work. But, you know, I mean, I meant what I said. Canada and Mexico, right? I'm not standing in the United States. I don't like the United States. It's not for me. I'm not giving the United States any money. I'm not sharing with the United States. Okay, the United States is not sharing for me. What has these biggest did to me? This clown got me throughout my house. Do you understand what I'm saying? What correct deduction has been done? Nothing. You understand what I'm saying? All right, now these races, they are taught to destroy stuff, but not restore stuff, right? Having not stuck my hands into nobody's house and destroying their life, destroying their livelihood, destroying, you know, I wouldn't do something like that. But you had the racist over and over again pull tricks with his hand up there and stood up to call me stupid. What the fuck, right? Huh? I want nothing to do in America. So Canada and Mexico right now, I'm working towards that now. I'm going over to France to go to the bank. I'm also going to go to Mexico City and Canada if necessary to go to the bank. They both invited me as well. And Spain invited me to go to the bank. I am not giving the United States the money. I have said no. And this racist student tried to frame me over and over again. I told you guys a whole saga about Biden. Does that make sense? Now people making fake-ass tickets with any direction of nigger on them. Does that make sense right now? Let me tell you why, again, I have to break down why that word is offensive. Okay, you don't have the lynchings concerned. You don't have the lynchings associated with the word nigger. The pain associated with the word nigger. The rejection associated with the word nigger. I get it about the K nigger. Does that make sense? But definitely it was a dive at me too as a black person. Not just this dumbass horse sitting here stupid ass there spamming people. They saying how they feel about an ugly ass, right? As a black person, that's a dive at me too. Don't ever say the N-word. You don't have the pain associated with the word nigger. You don't have the rejection associated with the word nigger. You don't have the lynchings associated with the word nigger. You don't have the injustice associated with the word nigger. You don't have the hangings associated with the word nigger. You don't have the poverty associated with the word nigger. And if you think that's some type of joke, all right, no, that's true. Look at this this clown-ass racist last year saying he would break my black ass and try to put me in a welfare system in poverty. Why he tried to drop my real checks, right? Why are you trying to drop somebody's real checks so they can't feed themselves? You keep coming back over and over and over and over and over again. You continue to drop their checks. You see the consequences of extensions. You see the consequences of me saying I had no food to eat and I was starving. I was selling prep parts. I just want to eat. I just want to work so bad. They will not let me work. I didn't use the terminology. Is that worse? They would not let me work right now. It'd be that clown-ass racist Biden, right? So you tried to put me into a cycle of poverty. So don't pull that shit with me that there is no disparity in America. Get real, because I dealt with some clown-ass racist with this Jim Crow lynching, trying to put me into one deliberately over and over and over again for almost 90 days, right? All right, no, that's for the Lord right now. And then thereafter, you don't have the lynchings with the associated with the word nigger, the DEI bullshit, crap, trash, associated with the word nigger, the affirmative action needed just to be treated right with associated with the word nigger. I mean, stop, you don't have the hangings associated with the word nigger, the beatings associated with the word nigger. Does that make sense? The lynchings associated with the word nigger, the thievery, right? Associated with the word nigger. What happened to the 40 acres, right? Does that make sense, right? No, so you know, I mean, what the government say that each black person, when they were like, you know, set free, they'll get 40 acres of land and all this other stuff. Where is it, right? I'm not giving United States shit. I promise you, right? Lord, you don't have the injustice associated with the word nigger. Does that make sense? We can keep going on and on. I write you guys a list of all the things that you don't have associated with the word nigger for you to be saying that, so don't say that, right? In no direction, I'm writing on the phone, that's for the Lord. Not defending some dumb, stupid bitch sitting in the chat, saying how they feel about an ugly ass. Does that make sense? It is ridiculous, right? I mean, that's what you got, somebody is so much denial about who she is, people telling her ugly ass what she is, right? My name does not begin with a K, it begins with a V. I hope that you guys are willing to grade it right now. That's for the Lord right now. But he's a clown-ass whore, right? Now, right now, dive like nigger, does that make sense? And fake tickets to me, I take that personally, right? Like you running at me. And then there's a cater, does that make sense? Being called monkeys and everything else, some racist try to break you and everything else, okay. Clear the sky's not falling no matter what direction it's aimed at. It's a pretty racist fucking folks out here, right? To the fact that when I spoke about it, I did, get told to come back later, all right? Now, that's for the Lord. It's a seasonal job, I have to acknowledge that. But I got told to come back later 3 weeks early, which is ridiculous. I missed out on damn near 2 checks. That's crazy. Right? And I don't appreciate that, right? All right, now, I still got my regular job. Does that make sense right now? But I didn't appreciate it. But you got some dumb slut saying makeup tickets in her ugly ass and chat all day. They saying how they feel about a hoe ass, right? This ugly bitch, right? Still don't want to pretend that you're not black, right? This bitch comes straight out the Congo. Does that make sense? She want to cry about me being Asian. She want to cry about my dad and my grandma being Asian as far as the roots. They don't ran the blood so many times. They don't ran the blood out of Hawaii so many times. They don't ran the blood to prove that I'm Hawaii so many times. They don't ran the blood to prove that I'm out of the state of Hawaii so many times. They don't ran the blood and everything to prove that I am a Hawaiian woman. Does that make sense? I'm a black woman. Does that make sense? So the nigger comment, yeah, that don't sit well with me. Does that make sense? Don't do that, right? But you got some dumb whore in such denial about what her ugly ass is, right? Stop. Good morning. All right, now, that's what I would never apologize for being a woman of color, a black woman, for making I didn't make, let me stop that. Okay, the Holy Spirit made $206 million and rising. I do not have power in and of myself to do something like that. I'm not going to sit up here and take God's glory. I'm not stupid. The Lord Jesus, the Lord God Jehovah, blessed that $216 and rising. The Lord Jesus made it. The Holy Spirit, you know, it was through the Holy Spirit's wisdom this was created. I cannot take God's glory in no way, shape, or form. Oh, God, no. Oh, my God, I'm not special enough to think that I can stick my hands to God's glory, so I won't be doing that. But I'm so honored to be a vessel that the Lord blessed with a right now software. Does that make sense? It's not even software. It's the Holy Spirit, because without the Holy Spirit, don't work. I don't have magic out of the Holy Spirit. I don't have magic out of Father God Jehovah. I don't have, the Bible says give your children, give his children, that would be people that believe in the Lord with the inventions, right? It is real science. I told you guys that. So you're supposed to be faking it up until this point? $206 trillion with no errors? What? Right? All right, nothing else to do with the United States. Ooh, heck no. Right? I'm trying to watch cussing. I'm happy to take it over to Europe and Asia to extract the fraud. I'm not teaching it. I'm not selling it. You don't have enough money on the North American continent and South American continent to combine to buy this for me. You clowns have lost your mind, right? I said America was blocked 60 days ago. What would you be doing? All right, no niggers on the phone. All right, no some racist pedophile called me monkeys, niggers, trash, saying he'll break my black ass and steal everything from me. Does that make sense? Right now, I mean, that's what some dumb slut spamming everybody and they call a ugly ass a nigger too, right? What a shame. All right, no, that's what they let her, know just what they feel about her, right? I don't spam people on being nobody's inbox. I ain't up on nobody. I ain't got to do that to be seen. I don't have the patience or the time for that, right? I have to work later, so let me get off of here, right? But you guys, so I still got my regular job. All right, no, that's what as I got more than one job. Actually, I've been working two jobs. All right, no, just like as percussion after I did with that clown racist last year. Everybody's not a racist, so if you're not, please don't take offense to that, right? No, right? But America is very racist, all right? Now, that's for the Lord. To the fact that racist felt comfortable enough to make up fake tickets saying nigger. Racist felt comfortable enough to stick his hands into my house. Racist felt comfortable enough to call me monkeys and trash. And then stand up to call me stupid after he admitted to getting me kicked out of my house. Racist felt comfortable enough to sit there as I got extension after extension before I even had to get down to a judge and explain why my bills are late. He still didn't say anything. Racist felt comfortable enough to look the other way. A couple of racists, a little punk watching my phone, Mitch McConnell, and old Joe Biden, and a couple others, and knees deep on this crap, right? But even after I had to leave my house, does that make sense with prayer calls, with extensions, with me saying out of my own mouth verbatim, I said verbatim, these folks are not letting me work, meaning Biden, because he was pulling the strings. So I'm saying everything that's going on verbatim, noticing something ain't right. And myself is falling behind on getting extension after extension. If I'm calling to get extensions, that means that I'm in my right mind. I'm not stupid. I'm calling the extensions, getting extensions. I know if this stuff will get paid, I can either get kicked out of my house and my stuff will fall behind. So clearly I'm in my right comprehension mind, right? You understand what I'm saying? Excuse me. So, all right, now, that's for the Lord. Allergy is getting better. All right, now, that's for the Lord. All right, now, by Jesus, good to say that to the Lord for that. All right, now, pollen is finally clearing out. I am not good with pollen since I've been a kid. All right, now, that's for the Lord. All right, now, but you got some, all right, now, you have to leave your house. These old clown racists and these other racists just sat there and they say nothing. They didn't want to have their hands up. People are bold enough to get on the phone and make any ticket in any direction that say, nigger, you've got to be kidding me. You want people want to lie that America's not racist? I'm just overreacting. These fools have lost their mind, right? You don't have any business asking me for shit, right? It was a phone call dealing with me, right? So how am I supposed to feel about it being jumped at me, right, as far as the nigger coming is concerned, even though some dumb bitch is sitting in the chat spamming people and they say how they feel about ugly ass too, right? In any direction, I don't appreciate it. I hope that you guys will agree. So I'm not going to apologize for $206 trillion made in cash. I'm not going to apologize having, I did the math on that, almost $66 trillion in cash. I didn't steal it. I didn't sleep with anybody. I didn't take anybody's husband or anything. No. All right, no, that's for the Lord. Some of you buttholes need to desperately sit down and listen to Genesis 6. The flood of Noah. You guys need to listen to it. How the Lord said, bring two of every kind, male and female. Two of every kind, male and female, of clean animals, and two of every kind of unclean animals. You need to desperately look at Genesis 6. You need to desperately look at it, right? That the Lord said, okay, if you didn't bring a male or a female, it would be like there would be extinction. There would be extinction, right? Extinction. All right, no, different species would die out, right? Does that make sense? There had not been male and females in the ark. There had been extinction, all right? None of extinction, right? None of us would be here, right? In your diggling nut group with two men busting each other's ass, does that make sense? Not creating or making anything, having to pretend up a baby, but still in a real woman's egg. Stop it. You clowns need to really, I don't want to call people clowns, but people that are misinformed, because some people are clowns, some people are misinformed. You need to desperately read Genesis 6. Ain't no man that hit no man up the ass and then created anything. Notice how that's completely dead. When men hit each other up the ass, nothing's born from it. When men hit each other up the ass, nothing is sprung from it. When men hit each other up the ass, nothing is birthed from it. They have to go steal a real woman's egg and then do some elaborate procedure and plant that into a man. That is ridiculous. You need to desperately go read Genesis 6. About, you know, you need to desperately listen to Genesis 6, right? I think I'll put Genesis 6 up here for you guys, the flood of Noah, so you guys can listen to it. I think I will listen to this. about the Lord said, one male and one woman. One male and one female, right? Noah's sons had wives, and right now each one of his three sons had a wife. Noah had a wife. Does that make sense, a male and a female? If they didn't, it would have been extinct. The Lord got two lions, and right now a male and a female. The Lord got two clean animals, there would be two lambs, a male and a female. All right now, that's the Lord. All right now, the Lord got two of each animal, every creeping thing, everything in existence. The Lord got everything in existence. All right now, that's the Lord. All right now, male and female of each species. Let me put it up here so you guys can listen to it and hear it with your own ears. But you got these clown ass folks, right? With a diggly nut group, but right now don't hit each other up the ass for centuries and ain't created no life or nothing from it. Just completely dead activities, right? And you think that's of God. And Genesis 6 says something different. So, okay, you doing your rituals and hitting somebody up the ass and not creating any life, decade after decade, century after century, then who are you worshiping? Satan. I hope that it goes directly to the Bible's point. It's so simple to put together a satanic tune, it ain't funny, right? Lord have mercy. I hope that you guys will integrate it, right? No, so I'm not giving the United States any money. Clearly the sky's not falling. It's very racist. The fact that people are boldly making up tickets saying nigger, no matter what direction it's jumped in. It was jumped at my ass too because I'm on the phone. Does that make sense? But it was jumped in this ugly bitch. All right, no crying and screaming. Does that make sense? All right, no spamming people like they her friend. They don't like your whole monkey ass. You ain't their friend, right? This whore called me all sorts of things. Does that make sense? All right, now she hate her own black skin. She comes straight up the Congo. She a complete 100% African person. And you hate yourself. You're so stupid, right? All right, now I'm proud to be African person. Does that make sense? Right now, by heritage, I'm proud to be a Hawaii woman. By heritage, does that make sense? Right now, that's what I truly am, right? Because I'm wearing my DNA. I'm not pretending to be something I'm not. I do not apologize for having $206 trillion. The Holy Spirit making $206 trillion in Verizon using me. I don't apologize for having $66 trillion in what liquid wealth. I am not pulling any more fraud because nobody's going to be begging me and trying to steal from me, right? I'm happy to help people in Jesus' name, because I ain't nobody without Jesus. In Jesus' name, I don't need some handle to handle it. I mean, what handler can make their own money? They sitting around watching what the Lord is doing for me. You're right. I don't apologize for nothing the Lord's doing. The Lord says, my cup runneth over. That's in the Bible. The Lord is, you'll say, my cup runneth over. That's in Luke 6:38, right? So my cup is running over. Does that make sense? And I do not apologize because the Lord is pointing out as much as he want to give me, I take it, right? I hope you got it. Don't apologize for it, right? I'm not giving America any money. I'm not giving no sweet booty pie man any money either, right? And some of you, listen, if you're not begging me and jumping at me, please don't take it to offense. But it's offensive when a pile of racists want to have their hand out to put you through sheer hell and make it on fake tickets and everything else and go into extra mile just to be nasty, salty, you know, and horrific, right? Anybody, who want to say that part of that was not at me? Right now, as far as the nigger coming is concerned, get real. Stop. All right, now I've been told I'm the wrong race to have something like this all manner of stuff. All men are just heartless, evil, horrendous stuff, right? White body to say he'll break my black nigger ass, right? I hope that you guys will. Good morning. Thank you guys so much.